You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Our final day of guest hosts until Tammy comes to her senses and comes back from vacation. I don't know what she was thinking, leave me alone for an entire week. Although I haven't been alone. Whether it was my girlfriend Sam, John and Sammy for a couple of days, my daughter Abby, our friend and musician Davey Rocket. And of course, she is a regular, Jody Kodesh, back where you belong.
Howdy.
Well, there's so many places you belong.
Everywhere and nowhere all at once, right?
Jody Kodesh, of course, longtime meteorologist. She used to be on NBC 7. I was thinking about you yesterday. I go to do TV every Thursdays with Tammy, usually on KUSI.
Yes.
And I was thinking, first of all, has it been double digits since you've been off network television?
It's been, I think, 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people still think you're on TV?
All the time.
Right.
So, oh, people still say, I watch you every morning.
Right. You've been in a coma for 6 years?
Because
that's impossible.
I know you don't, but hey, it's really sweet.
I was just thinking about you and how glorious it must have been.
Uh-huh.
To get out of that part of your job, that you have to be up and you have to be bright-eyed.
Yes.
And you have to be made up.
I mean, look
at me. I walked in like this and I see the anchors.
You look great.
They kind of, well, that's very nice, but you know what I mean. I certainly don't look like I'm talking on TV every day. And I'm sure people ripping on how you look every day.
Every
no matter
day.
If you look like Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you just roll out of bed, you're going to get criticism. I can't imagine there's anything that you miss about that part of the business.
I do not miss that part of the business at all. I mean, waking up that early was one thing, getting to work another, you know, getting into the mode of doing the weather, but then you have to have the full hair, the full makeup,
right.
You gotta put it all together, bust your butt on TV, and then there's always somebody that's got to write in and say, I don't like that dress, or your hair looks a little off today. But
what I love seeing is the behind-the-scenes things that people don't usually see. Like,
yes.
I forgot the meteorologist who works at KUSI. There's different people every time I'm there. But she particularly doesn't wear shoes.
Right.
So you can't see that. And or some of them have, like, their stuff strapped to their leg.
Yes, microphone strapped to the leg.
Yeah.
You got a microphone
is that what that is?
You got everything.
Crazy. Every morning when I make the mistake of looking at myself at, like, 3 in the morning in the mirror going, oh my God. And this is as good as it gets for me. I mean, I don't have to go in front of a camera and have people judge how I look. They do enough judging anyway.
Well, it feels weird when I'm even here on the radio, though. I'm not used to just having a microphone.
Really?
I'm used to the camera. I'd probably feel more comfortable if you just sat it up here.
Well,
just put a camera for me when I come.
Anybody who's ever seen Jody Kodesh's socials knows how incredibly comfortable she is in front of a camera and how incredibly gifted that she is.
Oh, you're too
kind.
I
mean, where do I start with you? Meteorologist, TikTok sensation, viral sensation, entrepreneur, inventor. Look at you.
I love it. You're too nice.
I want to hear all about your latest business adventures. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Are
sure.
Are you rich and famous yet? I know
no,
you're famous. Are you rich yet?
You know, you can have a big business and still not be rich.
Okay.
But I got a good business going on.
All
right.
Jody Kodesh is our special guest. It's John and Jody. I like the sound of that. Actually.
Nice.
San Diego's morning show on KSON. Right now, though, 833-287-1037. You can take on Jody Kodesh and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and win or lose, you'll be qualified for that trip to go to see Blake Shelton in Vegas. We're going to hook you up for a couple nights to pay for your gas, too. 833-287-1037. You can't win that prize unless you qualify for it, and you can't do that unless you play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Coming up, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Jody Kodesh has been kind enough to come back and guest host. You are our regular guest host. Every time one of us is gone, we
and
call in a favorite.
I love it.
Really?
I'll be so offended the day you don't call me
okay.
to come guest host.
Well, good to know. Jody, as you know, is San Diego's favorite meteorologist, even though she has not been on TV for
right?
a good portion, a handful plus years.
You don't need to be on TV to be San Diego's favorite, honey.
Well, that's because your social media presence is amazing. You're sponsored by SDCCU, as are we, so we've got that in common. I was overhearing you talk to producer Jessica about how that you were worried about this morning's show because you were up until what, 3 in the morning?
3 a.m.
Doing what?
Editing a TikTok, sir.
Explain why you would be up till 3 in the morning editing a TikTok, quote unquote.
Okay, so.
Are you being paid to do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what's really cool
that makes
is
sense.
That
you,
I was on TikTok for a really long time, and then just like a lot of creators, every now and then you get the notice that you are monetized, meaning that you can make money on TikTok, and that is new to me. So when I find out, it adds a whole nother element of wanting to work and wanting to make videos when you know that it can result in getting paid.
I was interested in the conversation for a couple of reasons, mostly because in addition to being a mom and a wife and a human being with other things going on in a day, the whole time you were working, you realized that this wasn't a good video.
Right. What it is?
I guess I'm confused.
I can't believe I just said that about my own video, but let me explain. It's because a lot of times I have videos that are very timely, like there's a full moon tonight or there's a meteor shower or something that's really exciting that's happening that night, right?
Okay.
And so the video will just go viral. But those things don't happen all the time. So when you're a content creator and you're making videos, I'm making things that I think are interesting to me. I'm putting information out. I'm educating. And so this particular video was to me super interesting, but as I was making it, I was wondering, like, would anybody like it? And it just didn't feel to me like it's to the standard that I've been seeing lately that I've been putting out. So
have you released it yet?
I just did.
Okay.
I just did.
All right.
Had like 500 views, which on TikTok, it means no one's watching it.
500 means no one's watching it?
Yeah.
Man, I kill for 5 responses on things I post. Producer Jessica Steppen, tell Jody Kodesh the stress I put myself through.
The biggest stress in the world. It takes him a half an hour to just write the caption of one video. And it's usually like a sentence.
And Jody, I'm not an unintelligent person.
Very smart person.
I don't know if I'm very smart, but I can form a sentence. I can type.
Yeah.
Why is it so difficult for me? I obsess over the fact that 2 people liked my stuff.
Right.
You're pissed off that 500 people like your stuff. I would kill for 500 people.
I do obsess over captions, too.
I told him to use ChatGPT. I've given him so many tips and tricks.
Yeah.
You just need one sentence. It doesn't need to be super crazy.
If there's an aspiring TikTok director out now listening to you, influenced by you, what's the one thing that they should never do when posting a video?
Never skip using music in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do it where I didn't put music behind my voice because I thought it would take away from my message. But I've learned some tips and tricks, and I won't give a lot away, but I will say that I do have some insider information.
Nice.
And this is important.
Okay.
Use music in your videos. And I have now shifted my own content to have music on every single video.
Where can people find you, incidentally?
So it's Jody Kodesh, just my name. So JodiKodesh. So it's just at Jody Kodesh on any of the platforms.
Millions of followers so far?
No, I have 500,000. If you add them all up together, I have over 1 million.
Right.
But on TikTok,
you're
half a million.
You're famous.
No, I'm
I think
not.
You might be the most famous people we've ever had on this show. That's why she's here with us. John and Jody filling in for Tammy on San Diego's morning show, KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head off to Santee. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, Kim. Today, Jody Kodesh is filling in for Tammy. So would you please kick Jody out of the studio?
Can you pretty. Please leave, Jody.
Okay, Kim, I'm out. I'm out.
Kim, so you guys are so cordial to each other. I love it. All right, as Jody is leaving, Kim, I'll let you know you got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Jody, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate store.com. Also, want to remind you, Kim, that all ties will go to Jody.
Okay, got it.
True or false, Carly Pierce was on Bunny XO's podcast recently and revealed her real name is Carly Christine Slusser.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess it's 50-50. I'm going to go true.
Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. Tell me either character the two played on The Office.
Oh, I have no clue. I never watched it.
All right. You just want to toss a guy's name out? Maybe you'll get it.
Steven.
The creators of Cobra Kai are making a Knight Rider movie. Knight Rider was a TV show about a talking what?
Car.
Happy birthday to Aaron Paul, who plays Walter White's meth cooking partner on Breaking Bad. What is his character's name?
Oh, gosh, I did see this. It's been so long. Walter?
And finally, Bruce Willis's wife says he's in great health overall, but his brain is failing. Bruce was the star of the Die Hard movies. How many Die Hard movies were there?
I'm going to go 4.
All right, let's get Jody back in.
When I get one right?
First of all, what do you got going on today?
Oh, just working from home, but I'm hiding out in the bathroom right now so my dogs don't start barking.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Kim today did 2 out of 5, Jody.
Okay, okay. Kim, come on. No, just...
I know, I suck.
Come on.
Kim.
True or false? Carly Pierce was on Bunny XO's podcast recently and revealed her real name is Carly Christine Slusser.
False.
Oh. Maybe you shouldn't be so quick to rip on the contestants there,
Jody.
You
know what? I know I said what?
Kim knew that. She said true.
Good.
1-0, Kim. Steve Carell and John Krasinski surprised the cast of The Office spinoff The Paper on their first day of filming to wish them good luck. Tell me either character the two played on The Office. Steve Carell, John Krasinski.
We're definitely getting this wrong because I have no idea.
Just toss a guy's name out. Maybe you get it right.
Chris.
It's funny. I think I found the only two people I've never seen The Office before.
I know. My husband could have answered that.
Michael
no
Scott or Jim Halpert. Still 1-0. Kim. The creators of Cobra Kai are making a Knight Rider movie. Knight Rider was a TV show about a talking what?
Oh, a talking car.
Talking car. That's right. Kim knew that. 2-1, Kim. Happy birthday to Aaron Paul, who plays Walter White's meth cooking partner on Breaking Bad. What was his character's name?
Jesse.
Jesse's right.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. All right, now it's tied at 2. And finally, Jody Kodesh, Bruce Willis's wife, says he's in great health overall, but sadly his brain is failing. Bruce was the star of the Die Hard movies. How many Die Hard movies were there?
Oh, you know, this is going to be a guess, but I'm going to guess 3.
Three is wrong. 5 is the correct answer.
Okay.
I wrote this last night while watching one of the Die Hard movies.
They're so good, though.
And he is so...
Right.
It's just so sad to realize that you'll never see him on film again.
Right.
Because he's not there anymore. It's very, very sad. All right, well, today we finish with a tie. And all ties, unfortunately, Kim, go to the house. So there's no money for you today, at least from us. But we do have a great prize that you've qualified for. We are sending somebody, maybe you, to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. Spend a couple nights there. Pay for your gas, too. So hopefully you win that, okay?
Yes, hopefully. That would be awesome. And congrats. Oh, wait. I don't have to say congrats because she didn't technically win.
It was a tie, baby.
And for you, we'll say congratulations for successfully hiding out in your bathroom.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. I'm exiting the bathroom.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for playing Jody in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jody Kodash is in today as Tammy's on her final day of vacation. Jody, it's great having you back.
So good to be here. I love it.
Jody Kodash is San Diego's favorite meteorologist. You can find her all over social media. She's sponsored by SDCCU, not just for her weather, but just for her charm and her skills.
Oh, you're doing that?
It's true. Hey, man, you can go on and talk about, you know, a hurricane and be very boring and very, but you're not. You make everything fun. You make even like severe weather fun. It's crazy.
Right? Try to do what I can. Whether I think it's because I like it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because I've got some weather terms for you.
Oh, no.
That I would like you to go ahead and kind of hone your skills.
Oh,
let's see how sharp you are early mornings with us, okay?
Catching me off guard. Let's do it.
All right. Jody Kodash, mm-hmm. What is the difference when it comes to wind between gale and gusty?
Gale and gusty? Gale is just up there. I know gale is way worse, but it's like two different terms because gusty, you can be gusty at kind of any wind speed, meaning you can have a regular wind speed of 5 miles per hour and have gusts to 10, which is nothing, right?
Okay.
You can have a wind speed of 20 miles per hour, which is decent, you know, and then have a gust to 50, which is incredible. So
okay.
Wind gusts can grow really, really high.
So
right?
In my weather research, I'm not sponsored by anybody,
yes.
But in my weather research, I have found that a gale is, quote, a very strong wind,
yes.
While a gust is a short burst of wind.
It's definitely a short burst.
Okay.
Yeah, close enough.
I'll give that one to you. In meteorological terms, mm-hmm. Jody Kodash, a towering cumulus cloud that produces a thunderstorm is known as
a cumulonimbus.
Wow.
Got you.
You are very good. Spell.
I hope I know that one.
Spell cumulonimbus.
Cumulonimbus. Cumulonimbus. Cumulonimbus. And I was also the spelling bee champion like 3 years in a row growing up.
Is there anything she can't do?
You're not getting me on that one. I went to state.
Anything she can't do. All right, smarty. Spelly. Tell me this. You're very intimidating. What is a Chinook? What is a Chinook?
A Chinook. Wait, oh my goodness. You know what's so funny in my head? The term haboob just popped into my head, and it's not. A Chinook is a wind.
What's a haboob?
A haboob is the giant dust storm that blew through.
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. So haboob is different.
Sorry. Just words that make me laugh are not supposed to.
You know what's crazy?
Nice boobs.
Is I could take 15 different test questions on a radio station and probably know none of them because of this microphone being so intimidating to me. Is that wild?
I like the fact that I had my stern weather quiz giver face on, and then you brought up a word that had the word boob in it. And I'm like,
and then we turned 12-year-old boy. Boobs. Yeah, we got it.
No, all right, you know what? I don't even care what a Chinook is. You brought up boobs, and now I'm distracted. So thank you, Jody Kodesh. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Can we please know what a Chinook is?
Okay, well, Jody, can I steal your thunder? Ha ha, weather joke.
You got it.
A warm, dry wind that blows along the east slopes of the northern Rocky Mountains is a Chinook.
Chinook. Which can often result in a haboob.
Oh.
Wow.
Exactly. Which is why when I heard you say Chinook, my head was like, haboob? Because, do you want me to say it again?
I can't get past the fact that I love the word haboob. I wonder why. I'm really not that much into weather, all due respect.
It's awesome, right? I'll have to make a TikTok video explaining
I think you should.
I will this week.
I'd like to be a part of that, actually.
I will this week.
Okay, thank you, haboob. Thank you, Jody Kodesh. John and Jody, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. How lucky am I? Surrounded by fabulous, smart women. Okay.
Is that us? Oh, sorry.
He's just staring at me. Now you be quiet? Now, I've been chit-chatting the entire morning. We've got, of course, producer Jessica here. Jody Kodesh is also with us, a meteorologist, TikTok sensation, inventor, entrepreneur, and my dear friend of the show, but more importantly to me, a personal friend, Holly Schaffner, is with us from Honor Flight San Diego. Hey, you.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm so excited that you're here today.
I'm going to tell you, John, this is a bucket list item. I've been waiting and waiting to do this with you guys. And
really?
Yes, this is a true bucket list item.
I love that.
Yes, I've said it for years. I mean, I've been coming here to the studio for all these years, and I just love it. I love you guys, and it's my honor to come to my favorite radio station in San Diego County.
That's what I'm talking about.
Congrats, kid. You got the gig.
Woo!
Good for you. I know what you mean, though, because when I was a kid, I mean, this is all I ever wanted to do. And I was the weirdo that when my mom and dad took us to the state fair, that I didn't want to go on rides. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get something to eat and go sit in a hay bale and watch the radio stations do their thing live. It was the coolest thing in the world for me. And I still kind of geek out on that. My sister Gina, who's a judge in Minneapolis, she's the same way. A couple of years ago, we were there in time for the Minnesota State Fair, which is one of the best state fairs in the world, by the way. And she wanted to go see a couple of gals that do an afternoon talk show on her favorite radio station. And she's sitting there in the front row. She's clapping. She's laughing way too hard, way too loud. She's clearly into it. And my brother-in-law looks her, he's like, you know what your brother does for a living, right? She's like, it's not the same thing. I'm like,
it's my brother.
Literally the exact same thing. But anyway, that means a lot. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, I love you guys. I tell people all the time, you know, I served 24 years in the military, and even after all of those years, I was in the Coast Guard. We, you know, did anti-terrorism. I, you know, was part of a team that rescued people, you know, on their worst days out on the water.
Right.
And yet, Honor Flight San Diego, I've been part of them for 10 years, and it is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
I mean, I can't even pick one memory that's my favorite of all the times we've been Guardians on Honor Flight San Diego, which, by the way, another Honor Flight leaves 1 month from today. And if it's not for your donations, those flights can't happen. So honorflightsandiego.org. More with Jody Kodesh, thank you, and Holly Schaffner, including a very, very important question I want you to both go ahead and ponder. How long does a person get your name wrong?
Until you finally let them know that they got your name wrong.
Talking to you, Miss Schaffner. Let that marinate for a bit. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. It's time to take on Holly Schaffner in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. She is so PO'd at me, by the way. She said I didn't give her ample time to prepare.
I know. See, Coast Guard, our slogan is always ready, always prepared.
Have you ever watched a TV show?
I have.
Have you watched a movie?
I have.
Read a book?
I have.
You're prepared. Don't worry about it. 833-287-1037. Call right now. According to Holly, your chances are very good to take some money home. Either way, you are going to qualify for our trip to go see Blake Shelton in Las Vegas. 833-287-1037. Call right now. Take on Honor Flight San Diego's Holly Schaffner in Holly's College.
Woo!
The College of Hollywood Knowledge. Coming up, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. It's been such a fun week, a busy, fun week with all the different guest hosts that we have had, taking Tammy's place, which you never can do. We all know that. But my girlfriend, Sam, we had John and Sammy. We had my daughter, Abby, called a personal thing, but I really loved that day. Musician Davy Rocket was with us, and today we've got Jody Kodesh, who has been on our show plenty of times, plenty of times.
Thank you.
She is a media sensation, world-famous TikToker. She is a meteorologist.
Keep it coming.
You have been off NBC7 now for 6+ years,
yeah.
And there are still people that say, hey, I watched you this morning.
That's right, because they watch me on social media.
That's
there
exactly why. Jody is sponsored by SDCCU. You can find her on all socials. Just spell her name out, JodiKodesh.
Thank you.
And right now, it's our dear friend Holly Schaffner from Honor Flight San Diego. 1 month from today, Honor Flight San Diego takes a plane load of heroes to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments that were built in their honor.
That's right. And if you can believe it, let's see. It's, this time in 4 weeks from today, we will be in the air, John.
I'm so excited. Thank you for including us. Tammy and I are just beyond, it's so cliche to say, but we're beyond honored. It's something that I'll never, ever, ever stop talking about, and I'll never stop doing until I can't do it any longer.
Well, I think what I like about you and Tammy is that you are vested in your veterans, you're vested in the organization, and it comes from your and Tammy's hearts.
Well, thank you.
You are really in it for these veterans and the bonds that you have. I mean, imagine that friendship that you have with the Soper brothers.
What Hallie is talking about are two identical twins. I've talked about them many times. As a matter of fact, producer Jessica, we actually have a produced opening for my identical twin Honor Flight heroes, Hero Larry, Hero Gary, Vietnam War veterans. Would you mind playing that for our guests?
Another adventure with Hero Gary and Larry. They're heroes, Gary and Larry.
I mean, come on.
That is
nothing,
awesome.
Nothing but the best for my heroes. Actually, I'm lucky enough to call them my dear friends now. I was even invited to go to Larry's grandson's graduation from Marine boot camp, the 9th Marine from their family. They were all dressed to the nines in their dress blues, all their medals on their chest. And what do you know? They wanted to flirt with Tammy.
Larry and Gary, or as I call them, nut number one and nut number two. What do you want to say to Tammy?
Oh, hi, Tammy. It's good. I hope you're doing well, and I hope John's being good to you.
Tell her which one you are.
I'm Larry, the better one.
Okay.
And I'm Gary, the best-looking one.
All right.
And we love you, Tammy. We miss you.
Larry, how proud are you today?
I'm very proud of my grandson. I'm just thrilled to death.
All right, well, honorflightsandiego.org. 1 month from today, the flight takes off. Anything you need to know, you can find out there. And Holly, we appreciate you very much being here and what you do for our veterans.
Well, I appreciate you guys, too. And I just can't, it just never gets old, John. I mean, like, you've been on the flight now five times. You say five times, but is that 9 veterans, 7 veterans? I think it's...
I had 2 veterans last year. I had World War II veteran, Mr. Shiner, Korean War veteran, Mr. Island. I had the twins, Gary and Larry, Vietnam War veterans.
Because you are the twin whisperer.
I am the twin. I used to think that meant something different, but now I know that's my calling. So. All right. Thank you. Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Shauna, who's in Santee. Hi, Shauna.
Good morning.
Shauna, today from Honor Flight San Diego, Holly Schaffner will be taking Tammy's place. So please kick Holly out of our studio.
Holly, can you please excuse us for a moment?
Oh, that was so nice. I'm walking out.
Very polite. Very polite. I'm very impressed. Shauna, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Holly this morning. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Shauna, that all ties will go to Holly this morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lainey Wilson says she's freaked out with how many AI photos of her there are, especially all the fake news and pictures from her wedding that hasn't happened yet. What does AI stand for?
I don't even know what to say. Artificial intelligence.
Okay, all right. Deep breaths. Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains.
Sorry.
So let's play the high-low game. The age difference between Bill and his lady is 38 years. Is that too high or it's too low?
Too low.
Billie Eilish is such a fan of this card game that she designed her own deck that fans can buy. This card game consists of a deck of cards that have four distinct colors, red, yellow, green, and blue. What's the card game?
Uno.
Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of steps while filming the sequel to a movie that also stars Meryl Streep, but she recovered like a champ. What's the movie the two starred in?
Devil Wears Prada.
And finally, an actor has been chosen to play Sylvester Stallone in a movie about the making of Rocky. In Rocky, Rocky was married to Adrian after her brother set them up. What was her brother's name?
Holly.
Let's get Holly back in the studio. Oh, Holly's going to be so
PO'd at me.
Oh, no.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Yeah, you're not going to like what I have to say here.
Uh-oh.
Shauna came in very kind of like, oh, I'm nervous. I think she was sandbagging because Shauna went 5 for 5 today.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. The pressure is on.
Now, that doesn't happen very often. When it does, we do something a bit differently.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you if you got anything right till the end. That way we build suspense. So, Shauna, congratulations, first of all. Great job. Holly. Lainey Wilson says she's freaked out with how many AI photos of her there are, especially all the fake news and pictures from her wedding that hasn't happened yet. What does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend filed to trademark the phrase gold digger for jewelry and keychains. So let's play the high-low game. The age difference between Bill and his lady is 38 years. Is that too high or too low?
That is too low.
Billie Eilish is such a fan of this card game that she designed her own deck that fans can buy. This card game consists of a deck of cards that have four distinct colors, red, yellow, green, and blue. What's the card game?
Ooh, Uno.
Anne Hathaway wiped out on a set of steps while filming the sequel to a movie that also stars Meryl Streep, but she recovered like a champ. What's the movie the two starred in?
Oh, The Devil Wears Prada.
An actor has been chosen to play Sylvester Stallone in a movie about the making of Rocky. In Rocky, Rocky was married to Adrian after her brother set them up. What was her brother's name?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, George.
All right, let's go to the board, shall we? Artificial intelligence is what AI stands for. You both got that right. You both laughingly said the age difference is too low. It's way too low. The age difference between Bill and his child, I'm sorry, his girlfriend, 49 years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
It's true love. It's wow. Hey, love is love. When you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be one thing if he was an attractive old. Oh, forget it. Anyway. You both knew that. Billie Eilish loves Uno. You both nailed that. Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep, The Devil Wears Prada. You both nailed that. Say, Shauna, what was Rocky's brother-in-law's name?
Polly.
Oh, look at
it.
What Shauna did.
Darn
she came
it.
In all meek like a lamb and comes out roaring like a lion.
Good job.
For you, Shauna.
Yeah, good job.
You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, but you were also qualified to bring that hundo. Maybe you bring it to Vegas to go see Blake Shelton. Two nights stay as well as paying for your gas to get out there. Qualified for all that.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
The best thing is you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Shauna and Santee, and I graduated from Holly's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. It's been a weird, fun week, unusual, where I've had many different guest hosts. And today, wrapping it up, the great Holly Schaffner from Honor Flight San Diego and the equally great Jody Kodesh, meteorologist, multi-superstar Jody Kodesh. Find her on,
multi-superstar.
On social
wow.
media.
Look at us, Holly. Let's go.
Hey, man. So as a former TV personality, Jody, someone who's still very much recognized because of your social media presence.
Uh-huh.
How soon after a person screws up your name do you let them know they've screwed up your name? Huh? And maybe you let it slip.
Oh,
once?
I'm so bad. I wouldn't correct anybody. Like, I am really bad. Somebody could probably call me the wrong name forever and they would never know it because
really?
I'm such a people pleaser. I probably would say nothing.
So that's interesting that you say that because I was not expecting you to say that. I was expecting you to say what I thought most people would say, which is, I will correct them instantly because that's my name.
Uh-huh.
But apparently I'm wrong. Isn't that right, Holly Schaffner?
I love how you are emphasizing Schaffner.
I've known Holly for a good, I'm going to say almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on our show many more times than that.
Uh-huh.
Up until 2 years ago, I was calling her Holly Schaffner. Up until, I swear to God, she never corrected me one time.
And you didn't know it was Schaffner.
Never, ever.
You didn't correct her.
She never corrected me.
You just went with it, right?
I did. I just went with it, but I was giving him total respect because I have so much respect for this man.
Well, clearly, I was getting your name wrong. That's the ultimate disrespect.
Well, but, we're
at Honor Flight San Diego. It's the last night. We spent the entire weekend together. Hugging, crying, laughing, drinking, having a good time. And I should also mention, this was like my third honor flight already. I've been doing them for years by then. Up until the last minute of that banquet, the last night of honor flight, when she was introduced as Holly Schaffner, I'm like, oh, sweet God, I've been calling her.
Oh, that's how you heard it?
Yes.
No.
And they brought her on stage. I'm like, yeah. On this very show, I've said Holly Schaffner for like 8 years. Well, thank my dear friend, Holly Schaffner. I can't even get your name right, and you never said a word. Remember me walking up to you afterwards like, why didn't you tell me?
No.
Why didn't you tell me?
I told you, because I just had like total respect. I'm like, this is the world famous John.
Oh,
you know. This humongous pedestal. I couldn't correct
you. You're clearly full of crap. But you're also very kind, because for years, and all you had to do was, by the way, no problem, but it's Schaffner, not Schaffner.
John, you are making up for it now, because now you're over-emphasizing
yes.
Schaffner.
I never call her Holly. It's always, hello, Holly Schaffner.
Holly Schaffner.
And I seriously over-enunciate, almost to the point of spitting it out. Like,
and now everybody else is going to know exactly how to say your name, too.
See, so if anybody's listening, then next time they see me out in the town, they can be like, hello, Holly Schaffner.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for being so understanding. I appreciate you. Holly Schaffner, Jody Kodesh.
Yes.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Holly Schaffner from Honor Flight San Diego is here with us, as is Jody Kodesh. I've got two guest hosts today.
Yay.
This is awesome. The scenery in here is delightful, if I can just go be so bold. Ladies, where are you standing here as far as the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce engagement?
First of all,
you heard about it, right? Mm-hmm.
I heard a little. I don't think I saw anything but that on social media.
Unless you're under a rock, right. Yes, everybody's heard about it.
In the history of my fantasy football career, I've never had a breaking news update concerning fantasy football that said Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged. So, Jody, you kind of made a face when I brought up the Travis-Taylor romance.
Because I'm just more of a football fan than I am of a Taylor fan.
Okay.
So I just made a face because I was thinking, like, it's everywhere.
Sure it is.
Everywhere. But good for them, though.
Holly, you had a face that said, I love love.
I do. I love love. You know, you just never know where you're going to find it. And you know what? She's been through a lot over the years. So give her this one. Give her this win. And I like the two of them together.
Well,
and
hopefully your Love is Love Stardust brushes off on Grumpy Gus over there.
Grumpy Gus.
My face was only because I have not been able to scroll without seeing it everywhere. But I'll tell you, truth. I agree with her. I do like that for her, though. I really do. Because the music says it all.
So we had countless people on our socials say, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Yet one might argue, if you take the time to say, I don't care, you clearly care. According to a new poll, 72% of us don't care that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. 72%, a vast majority of Americans. But if that's the case, why did Taylor and Travis's engagement photos break Instagram? If we don't care, 72% of us don't care, why were the pics reposted more than a million times, which is a world record? Why did they reach that number of reposts in 6 hours? That's also a record. And why did Taylor's song, So High School, which is playing over the photos on the post, jump 400% on Spotify if we, quote, don't care?
Yeah, I think that those people that say they don't care, I think that they're just lying. They're, you know, they don't want to be truthful in front of their friends or family. They want to be cool and be like, oh yeah, I really don't care. But in the end, they do care, because there's the numbers.
Yeah.
And I was watching the national news, and the national news said that her upcoming album that she's getting ready to put out in October has already exceeded pre-sales.
I know. And the people that don't care, quote unquote, are saying that this has all been planned to help either boost her record sales, or, this is even a more ludicrous statement, boost the NFL's ratings. Listen, there's a reason the NFL is pretty much on every night now. They don't really need any help with ratings. Stop it. And when you say stuff like that, it proves that you do care. You're right, Holly. It seems that most people who say they don't care are lying, or they don't know the definition of caring.
Right. Only the curmudgeons, they answered the poll, and all of the Swifties were too busy celebrating.
My daughters are both Swifties. They are ecstatic about this. This is like their best friend is getting married. That's what they really feel.
Yeah.
And I joked with my daughter on the air a couple days ago about that. I said, it was a perfect day for you because your queen has finally found happiness. And you've pissed off all the anti-Swifties. This is a win-win for you. John and Jody and Holly. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So Jody Kodesh has been filling in this morning, and I love having you here. You're such an interesting person.
Thank you.
In that Jody used to be, if you didn't know, Jody used to be on NBC7, very respected, renowned meteorologist who had enough of the TV biz and started her own thing and has blossomed into this worldwide celebrity now, which is so cool. I know you're shaking your head no, but you are. You're famous. You're viral. You've worked your you-know-what off to get all of that.
You also
have all these other irons in the fire.
Yeah.
So the last time you were here with Tammy and me, you were talking about the deodorant.
Yes.
That you came up with for kids.
Right.
And that there was a possibility that it was going to be on the shelves at Walmart.
Right.
So what's going on with that?
I started that deodorant like a few years ago. And then it just took off. For people who are listening, it's a deodorant for kids like 8 to 12 when they first hit puberty. You know? So there was nobody making deodorant for that market. And I had boys, and I realized there was a need for it.
Sure,
and
we tend to stink.
Yep, my little light bulb went off. But I spent 5 years creating it. So it was just a nuts job to come up with a real deodorant. We built it. It's called Level Up. And then it grabbed the attention of Walmart. And Walmart said, wait, what's going on here? And I can't talk a lot about it.
Ooh, okay? One of
but
those.
What I will say is we're on Walmart.com. We're also on Amazon, and the company has exploded. So it is doing phenomenally. And so we have several eyes on us right now. It's a really good position to be in. And this past week, we had the biggest, we placed the biggest order for the deodorant that we've ever placed in the history of our business. It's booming. And so it's pretty, I'm really proud of it. Like every time I talk about it, I get a lump in my throat because I know like what it's taken to get to this point. And I feel like it's a product that is just so needed. And so young boys everywhere have a product for them.
Level Up.
Level Up. Deodorant for boys. Yeah, and it's on Amazon and Walmart.
And other places soon, we hope.
I'm hoping lots of other places soon.
You are a superstar. Who does that?
A mom that with stinky boys.
I know.
That's who does that.
How many of us have had an idea or a thought, even something I thought would be a good idea for the show?
Right.
And then it goes away like in a second if I don't jot it down or I don't follow through.
Yes.
You like, I think I'm going to invent a deodorant for kids. We'll see how it goes.
I just knew it had to happen.
And you did it.
I knew it had to happen. And I'm a scientist, so I knew I could get, you know, messy with it and learn about it.
You're amazing. You really are, man. Jody Kodesh, very interesting. It's called Level Up. And if you got stinky kids, it's right up your alley. Jody cares about the kids, even the stinky ones,
which
is awesome because she has stinky children.
Especially. They don't stink anymore, honey.
Well, I'm not going to lie. This has been an exhausting week. It's been really fun. But there's a reason that Tam and I have worked together for almost 25 years because we know how each other works. And it's difficult when you have guest hosts, but it's been such a delight, whether it was my girlfriend, whether it was Abby, my daughter, whether it was Davey Rocket, Holly Schaffner this morning, along with Jody Kodesh this morning. Just great. Tammy, good week to take off. I hope she stayed disconnected. And
She sure did not.
What do you mean?
She texted me yesterday. Can you remind John to accept the collaborator requests on John and Tammy Instagram so I don't have to do it for him? She's reminding you to keep up on social media.
Why couldn't she text me that herself?
Because she wanted to be nice about it.
What did I do wrong?
When I, like, if I put something on Instagram under KSWN and I want to make John and Tammy a collaborator, you have to accept it.
Okay.
The bunch that weren't done in time. She's also like, if she sees a notification, she's going to be right on it.
Understood. Yes, Tammy. I'm sorry, Tammy. I'll change, Tammy. I was wrong, Tammy. Can't wait for you to get home, Tammy. Back in full force on Tuesday, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.